In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Which stores have the best Black Friday deals? We'll talk with Jill Gonzalez of Wallet Hub.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Millions of Americans will start their holiday shopping season on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. This is total holiday spending is expected to reach $656 billion this year, up from nearly $631 billion in 2015. So which stores have the biggest discounts, the best deals this holiday season? Personal finance site Wallet Hub conducted an in-depth analysis of 2016's best stores for Black Friday. Joining us to talk about the study is Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez. First, Jill, how did Wallet Hub conduct this particular study?
It was pretty time-consuming. We surveyed 8,000 deals. We looked at 35 of the biggest U.S. retailers. We confirmed their prices, so these are all correct. And we then did the math and saw which ones were actually offering the best deals.
All right. Well, let's start. Which retailer had the highest overall discount?
The highest overall discount, and this is not the same as last year, so they've actually moved up, was Macy's. And that average discount is just under 64% off.
Who did they surpass from last year?
Last year, it was JCPenney at around 70% off. This year, Penney's fell to third with around a 63% average discount.
And Stage was second. Who had the lowest overall discount amongst the retailers studied?
The lowest are really no surprises. Big Lots is down there with only around 25% off. Costco hovers around that number as well. Sam's Club a little bit better at 28% off. But that's because these retailers are more warehouses, and they do offer pretty low prices year-round. So Black Friday, you might want to skip them.
And what is the overall average discount for Black Friday, the benchmark?
The benchmark this year is 39%. That's down from 40% from last year. But still, that's what shoppers should use as their threshold. So if you have a particular item in hand, you're waiting through your cart when you're in line, anything that doesn't hit that 39% off mark, you can probably get rid of it.
That's good advice. And Jill, which product category had the biggest share of discounted items?
The biggest share is by far toys. You will see so many discounts on toys, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best discounts out there. They usually top off at around 33%.
Jill, if I wanted to shop for, let's say, apparel, and I was looking for the biggest discount, what retailer would be most likely to give me the best deal?
Some of these are more regional, but Gordman's offers around 70% off, Stage around 65% off, and this time Penney's does beat Macy's. They have an average of 60% off of apparel, Macy's just 59%.
What about something like electronics? Do you have any data there?
Consumer electronics are interesting. So there are certainly deals to be had, especially on iPods, music accessories, things like that. Fred Meyer, Staples, and Shopko were the best for them. But keep in mind, some things like TVs, although there will be great deals on them, the best time to purchase that is right before the Super Bowl. You cannot beat those discounts.
I guess if you want to go online and get all this data, the best resource to use is Wallet Hub, because you've basically assembled and collated all this data.
That's right. So we've seen the ad scans. We've kind of combed through all of the deals. You can see at least a general direction of where you might want to be headed for these items at Wallet Hub.
Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Anytime. Happy shopping.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.